terrible people, and I got to go to work, and I got to drive 5.5 hours, and I got to do all these things. And my, listen, why do we get up? Because Jesus suffered. First and foremost, because Jesus suffered. What we go through in this life is nothing compared to what the Son of God endured on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. Jesus suffered. Oh, did Jesus suffer? You know, when someone takes abuse for you, somehow doesn't that just endear them to you? When somebody stands up for you, when somebody steps in the way for you, doesn't that endear them to you? Listen, Jesus suffered. And that second thing, Jesus suffered, but listen, I want to dive a little bit. Jesus suffered for you. That's the second thing. Jesus suffered for you. Look at what it says. Jesus also suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous. Now, I bet you can probably pick which one we are in that verse, right? The righteous for the unrighteous. Jesus, the righteous, for you and me, the absolute unrighteous. Jesus suffered, not for some stranger in some strange land. He suffered for you, for me, for the guy down the street, the people that are persecuting you. Jesus suffered for us. What he endured, he didn't have to endure. He did it for us because we owed a debt that we couldn't pay. We've already talked about how Jesus took upon himself the sin for all time, every single vile, horrific, evil thing that the world has ever done, committed against God, against one another. Jesus drank down every filthy drop. But what I want to bring your attention to is that second part, the righteous for the unrighteous. In other words, him for us. Jesus, the righteous, suffered for us, the unrighteous. And here's the thing, the reason he had to do that is because we have a sin problem, right? That's why he had to suffer for us. We have a sin problem. Sin is what makes us unrighteous. Righteousness means being in a right standing before God, right? Unrighteous then means to be without a right standing before God because of sin. What has caused us to not be in a right standing with God is sin. We have a sin problem. A sin problem we cannot overcome. God created Adam and Eve in holiness, in righteousness, and they were sinless, and it was very good, the Bible says. And the relationship they had with God, there was nothing between them. It was a pure and holy and righteous relationship until something happened. We call it the fall. We call it the fall. And so every generation since that moment that Adam and Eve took from the tree, every generation of man and woman since that very first sin has been born with a sin nature that alienates us from God because of sin. We are unrighteous. And sin has caused us to be unable to have that right relationship with God. A God that loves us, a God that created us to be in a right relationship with him. Romans 3:10 says, there is no one righteous, no, not one. You know what that means? That means that on the day when we stand before God, there's not a single person that's going to stand before God and go, I don't need your son. There's no one who has right standing with God. No one is going to be, God, you know, hey God, I'm here on my own accord. I'm here because I'm good enough. Nobody will stand before a holy and righteous God and go, I don't need your son. Nobody. There's no one righteous, no, not one. I don't care how good you think you are. I don't care how good you think your neighbor is. They're not going to get there on their own. Nobody is. Romans 3:23 tells us that because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that's the reason we can't be there. The reason we're not righteous, because there's no one righteous, because we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know what I used to tell the youth all the time? You know what all means? All means all, and that's all that all means. Okay? It means everybody. It means everybody's in that category. I don't care who they are. Every single one of us has sinned and fallen short of the standard of God. leaves us in a pretty awkward situation, doesn't it? Think about the gulf that was spanned by our sinfulness, a violation of the very nature and the character of God. Sin isn't just, missing the mark. I mean, I know that the word literally means to miss the mark, but it literally means to miss just every single time. You can't, no matter how good you are, you will not hit the center. But you know what? It's more than just violating some code in some law book somewhere. Sometimes we think that's what we've done. We just violated the law of God. Listen, it is, but the law is an extension of the very person and nature of God. He is perfect. He keeps the law. When Jesus was here, he perfectly fulfilled the law. We don't. We miss the mark every single time. We cannot be righteous. There is a gulf that has spanned that we cannot span. It has been created. We can never span that. I don't care how many good works you do. I don't care, how religious you are. I don't care how many times you come to church. I don't care any of those things. You will never span that gulf on your own. Because everything that's sourced in you starts with somebody who's already broken. You ever think about that? The reason it'll never be good enough is because you're already broken. You start out broken. Anything that starts in you starts off broken. It's never going to be good enough. That's why Christ is so necessary. That's why his sacrifice, his suffering was so necessary, because he's the only one who can span that gulf. Because he is righteous. And the righteous died for the unrighteous. Christ for us. Jesus suffered. But it wasn't just some aimless, pointless suffering on a cross somewhere and enduring those things. Listen, he suffered for a purpose. He suffered for you, for me. And the last thing I want to bring your attention to, let's just finish the verse. Look at what he says. Jesus suffered for us to bring us to God. This is why this is my favorite verse. I get so excited when I get to talk about this. Why did Jesus suffer? Why did the Lamb of God, the spotless Lamb of God, suffer for unrighteous, terrible, horrible human beings like you and me to bring us to God? Love this. Love this. This is my favorite verse. That little phrase, to bring, right? It means to escort into the presence, right? They used it most often in ancient times for escorting into the presence of the king, right? So think about this, okay? Jesus suffered for sin, for us, right? The righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God, to escort us into the presence of God. Okay, why is that so significant? Because listen to me, we had no right to be there. We have no right to be in the presence of God. We have no right to be in the presence of the King. And so the Bible tells us that Jesus did what he did so that he could take us by the hand and escort us where we shouldn't be. He takes us by the hand and escorts us into the presence of the King. A place we have on our own, we have no right to be there. We cannot gain access to the King. We have no right to be there. It would be like standing outside. If you're at a castle and the king is holding court and you're standing outside the door, and you can imagine some big guards, some big burly guards with some big staffs and swords, and they're standing there protecting the door, and you're banging on the door and you're trying to persuade those guys, let me in. I got to see the king. Let me in. Come on, let me in. I'm a really good person. I promise. I'm a good person. I'm not going to do anything. I just need to meet with the king. Right, let me in. Listen, I'll do a little dance over here. River dance, you like that one? What do you like? You like the cabbage patch? Well, what can I do? What can I do to get in? How about some money? You know, I'll bribe my way in. I got like $5. Can I get in? What if I go to your house? What if I serve your family? Is there some way I can get in? No. You cannot get in. They are not going to let you in. But imagine. Imagine the king's son comes around the corner, grabs you by the arm, says, this one's with me. Imagine the guard stepping aside. Because he has a right to be there. Because Jesus has the right to be there. He takes us by the hand through his suffering, through his anguish, through his sacrifice. He takes us by the hand and he leads us into the presence of God where we have no right to be, where we should never be able to go. But because he has the right to be there, because Jesus has the right to be there, and because we are now his, because we're in him, in Christ. How many times does Paul say that throughout the New Testament? We're in Christ because we're with Jesus. We get to go where he goes. We get to go where we do not belong. We get to go where we do not deserve to go. We get to go where we should never be able to go. We get to go into the presence of God. Escorted there by the Son of God. Jesus suffered for sin. Not his sin, our sin. The righteous for the unrighteous. To bring us to God. That's the purpose. That's your why. Can I tell you this morning? That is your why. When you wake up in the morning and you struggle to get through the day, that's your why. When you think, I can't go on anymore. It's too hard. It's too difficult. Listen to me. Jesus suffered to bring you into the presence of God where you had no right to be. Get up. And keep going. Because Jesus brought you into the presence of God. And everything you need is there. Think about what Christ did for you. You want your why every single day? Jesus suffered. The righteous for the unrighteous. To bring us to God. That's your why. When things get difficult. That's your why. When your marriage is struggling, that's your why. When your finances are falling apart, that's your why. When your job's not going the way you think it should, that's your why. When people are persecuting you, that's your why. When you don't know what to do, that's your why. Jesus suffered to bring you into the presence of God. I'm going to invite Brother Josh to come and we're going to sing a song of invitation. And guys, listen. When we think about that as our why, we shouldn't have a problem getting up on Sunday morning and coming to church, right? When we think about what Jesus has done for us, it shouldn't be hard to write a tithe check. When we think about what Jesus has done for us, it shouldn't be hard to serve in the nursery or work with the kids on Wednesday nights. Shouldn't be hard to witness to our friends and our family that need to know that same God. That right there is why we should be willing to walk away from old ways and old things that keep us from following Jesus. And that right there is why we should keep going even when things get tough and the world seems to be completely out of control. Because Jesus suffered. For us, for our sins, so that he could escort us into the presence of God. Where we have absolutely no right to be apart. To be apart from the grace of God. Apart from just the mercy of God that he's poured out. Because of the sacrifice of his son, we have access to God. We can go to God. What Christ has done for us, church, is our why. It's our why. Let me ask you this morning, do you know Christ? Has the Son of God, through faith, have you grabbed hold of his arm through faith and said, I want to go where you go? Has he given you access because of his sacrifice? Have you received that? Have you trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior this morning? I can promise you, you can today if you've never done it. I always say, listen, I can't save you, but I can introduce you to the one who can. Do you know Christ? Have you been escorted? Has He brought you to God? He suffered and He bled and He died and He endured all those things we talked about for that purpose, to bring you to God. Have you done that? If you have this morning, is that your why? We've forgotten? Have we gotten so used to the suffering that we've just forgotten why we do what we do? It may be this morning that you need to come down to the altar and just say you're sorry. Just say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. I don't know how God's been leading you, but we want to give you a chance. And I guess I'll be down here if you need somebody to pray with. If you want to know more about following Jesus, I'd love to do that. But I'll be down here, and Brother Josh and the musician's going to sing. So let's...